Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A fourth night of unrest over police shooting in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. We have the story.
Kansas reports hitting a vaccination milestone. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Senator Marshall delivers his maiden speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday. A low-pressure system is moving from the Intermountain West into the Rockies by tonight, and that will increase our rain chances later on this afternoon. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
Crowds gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department in Minnesota for the fourth consecutive night as demonstrators called for justice in the police shooting of Dante Wright. The officer involved in the death is now facing charges.
A second-degree manslaughter charge has been announced against Officer Kim Potter, who resigned from the force after 26 years on Tuesday. She was arrested and booked into the Hennepin County Jail Wednesday morning and faces up to 10 years in jail and a $20,000 fine. She posted her $100,000 bond Wednesday evening and is expected to make her first court appearance on Thursday. Wright's family attorney, Ben Crump, says the charges should be higher.
I am just shocked and I am upset. I am outraged.
Brooklyn Center's mayor has called for peace. In Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Lauren Blanchard, Fox News.
The CDC delays a decision on the future of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine.
Following hours' worth of presentations and debate, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices decided to produce no opinion on the immediate future of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine, currently paused for use by federal officials.
At this time, ACIP does not wish to vote or put any motions on the table to vote for a change in the current recommendation.
Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is suspected in causing blood clots in 6 people out of the nearly 7 million in the U.S. who received it. One case was fatal. The committee will meet again in 7 to 10 days. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Kansas has crossed the threshold of vaccinating more than 1 million people.
According to data released Wednesday, that means 35% of the state's 2.9 million residents have received at least one shot. The state hit the mark one day after the KDHE announced that the COVID-19 variant from Brazil has been detected for the first time in Kansas. The agency said it's investigating how someone in Sedgwick County became infected with the P1 variant and whether or not others may have been exposed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
U.S. Senator from Kansas Roger Marshall Wednesday delivered his maiden speech on the floor of the Senate. Dr. Marshall reflected one of his favorite paintings hanging in the Capitol Rotunda.
In this portrait, the artist depicts General George Washington shortly after the Revolutionary War, surrendering his commission as an officer. And behind Washington, resting on the otherwise empty king's throne, are the robes of a king, the robes he declined. And the leadership lesson is that great leaders don't seize more power when they see the opportunity.
Senator Marshall says he wants to prioritize jobs for Americans and secure our supply chains.
Congressional Democrats are expected to unveil a proposal to expand the Supreme Court today.
Senator Ed Markey and several Democratic House members say they'll be introducing a measure to bring on board more justices to the high court. That would let President Biden appoint more liberal justices and override the conservative majority the court has now. The president has said he's against packing the court, but he did issue an executive order a few days ago to create a commission to look at possible Supreme Court reforms. On the Republican side, Senator Ted Cruz proposed legislation that would keep the court to 9 justices. The Constitution doesn't dictate how many Supreme Court justices there should be. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
An Atlanta, Georgia high school that was named after a Ku Klux Klan leader will strip the name and instead honor the late Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron. The Atlanta Board of Education voted unanimously Monday to change the name of Forest Hill Academy to Hank Aaron New Beginnings Academy. The former Atlanta Braves baseball player died in January at the age of 86. The school had been named after Nathan Bedford Forrest, a Confederate general and early leader of the Ku Klux Klan. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we got some good highlights from the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Your first place Royals. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Sedgwick County Commissioner Lacey Cruz reminds residents it's not too late to get your coronavirus vaccine. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted is 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Sedgwick County Commissioner Lacey Cruz reminds residents that it's not too late to get your coronavirus vaccine.
I just want to continue to encourage folks to get the vaccine. If you have questions, concerns, or comments, please feel free to reach out to any of us. There was some discussion around Johnson & Johnson yesterday, and so I don't want that to derail the other vaccines that are available in our community.
Cruz made the comments Wednesday at the Sedgwick County Commission meeting.
The tourist town of Branson, Missouri, is ditching its mask mandate early after electing a new mayor who ran on the platform that called for doing away with it. Newly elected mayor of Branson, Larry Milton, says the city heard your voices loud and clear after the board of aldermen voted 6-0 Tuesday night to repeal the public masking ordinance effective tomorrow.
Coinbase, a startup that allows people to buy and sell digital currency, is now the first cryptocurrency company to go public. Fox's Business Network's Jackie DeAngelis reports.
Coinbase price last night at $250. It opened up at $381. It was up 52%, and then it finished the day at $328 a share. Now, the valuation for this company, over $100 billion, and it really changed the digital currency game. Coinbase's founder, Brian Armstrong, he has a 20% stake in the company, so at least on paper, he made about $20 billion. Unlike other past popular offerings, Coinbase makes money, and that's important, through commissions from people who trade digital currencies. The company reported revenue of $1.8 billion in the first quarter of this year, and profit for the same quarter is expected at $322 million.
Coinbase now has 56 million users, up from 43 million at the end of 2020.
An animal that escaped on its way to the slaughterhouse last summer has finally been captured.
For the last 250 days or so, butchers in Connecticut have been asking, where's the beef? That beef's name is Buddy, and he's an 800 to 900-pound beefalo, which was able to elude handlers and take off while being loaded off a truck on August 3rd of last year. A beefalo is a cross between a bison and domestic cattle. This elusive one had been roaming the woods in western Connecticut for months now. Police tell local media this cunning cow of sorts was seen on a farm in Plymouth and was hanging with some other animals when the farm owner was able to snag him and get him into a trailer. Don't worry, Buddy will not be going to the slaughterhouse. Instead, it's a trip to see a veterinarian and then to live out his golden years on an animal sanctuary in Florida. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident southbound on I-135. It's just before Hydraulic southbound there on I-135. Still got some crews in the area cleaning things up. Again, that's a traffic accident you'll want to avoid. Southbound I-135 at Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Doing fine. I'm thinking there may be a little rain coming our way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, things have been pretty quiet out there. And, I've been talking on, Kansas Today all morning. Really, just to kind of put things in perspective, our road to the weekend, Steve, this is when things are going to start to get a little bit bumpy out there. So not only you, but everybody else that's listening out there, make sure that you keep that rain gear close by because we are going to need it. Not so much today. We will have a 30% chance of rain towards the latter part of the afternoon into the evening. And that's when we'll start to notice some showers building into the area. We'll also notice before that rain moves in, our cloud cover, the clouds building back into the area as well, similar to what's been happening the last few days. High of 56, normal high today, 68 degrees. So instead of mid-April, it's going to feel a lot more like mid-March. Temperatures getting set back about a month. Northeasterly winds, light at 5 to 15 miles an hour. And then I mentioned once we get into the evening hours, noticing showers moving in, turning into a likelihood tonight with an 80% chance. Low of 41, temperature staying safely above freezing, but it's going to be a chilly end to our work week. By tomorrow, rain shower still likely, and it's going to stay well below average all day long when it comes to our temperatures. High of only 49 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. It looks like those rain showers should start to taper by Friday evening and Friday night, dropping down to a 40% chance, and then only a 20% chance by the time we get into our Saturday, where there could be maybe an early shower lingering. Still going to be a mostly cloudy sky for your Saturday, and still cool as well with a high of 54 degrees. Completely dry Sunday, bouncing back into the 60s, but early next week, looks like Monday night into Tuesday, there could be another system that gives us another quick shot for some rain showers. All right, getting into our current conditions, we're at 40 degrees right now. A bit chilly out there, once again. Northeast winds, 6 miles an hour. Partly cloudy now, but quickly clouding back up as we go through the day.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. On this Thursday, April 15th, 2021, on this date in 1865, President Abraham Lincoln died 9 hours after being shot the night before by John Wilkes Booth at Ford's Theater in Washington. Andrew Johnson became the nation's 17th president. And if you're unfamiliar with the story, the president, his wife, and another couple were sitting in a special box there at Ford's Theater in Washington, which you can visit today. And while they were sitting there, John Wilkes Booth, the assassin, walked up some stairs at the rear of the little box there, and they've got to be 2 feet wide. It's very narrow passage. Been there. Ted has too. Walked up there, opened the door behind the president. Of course, he didn't have Secret Service in those days. They didn't have somebody watching him all the time. He's sitting there with an army captain. I guess he thought he was safe, but Booth came up right up behind, put the gun behind his left ear, and shot him. And the rest is history, as they say. But today is the day that President Lincoln died. Consensus, I don't know, but say our greatest president. I don't know. What do you think, Ted? Honestly, he saved the Union at the time when
he
was
going. He certainly had to endure one of the most tumultuous presidencies ever.
Yeah, there's a lot been written by so many historians, including Doris Kern Goodwin, who was here with the Chamber of Commerce several years ago when her book came out, Band of Rivals, which was about President Lincoln and his cabinet. And I found her somehow. Shelley and I found her at Century 2, Doris Kearns Goodwin, after the speech? We found her, and we had interviewed her. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The week before, and I got an autographed copy of that book, and that's one of my treasures. But a fascinating character in that this man who was tall and not too good looking and very simple in the way he talked, but he had terrific intellect and a patience with people that his enemies became his friends after they knew him. That's the one you think most of is Seward, who was his Secretary of State from Maine. Small man, tall man, and they were political rivals. They became best of friends.
He was only 2 weeks into his second term. We'll never know how that second term would have gone, but he was looking forward, I think, to putting the war behind him and moving on with the business of the country. He never got to do it.
They thought it was just a great evening of celebration that turned sour in a hurry. All right, coming up on 7:16, Steve and Ted. Ted, about 38 million Americans say, 38 million say they are worse off now than before the pandemic started a year ago. That's according to a new poll from Impact Genome and the Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. We're talking about financially. Overall, 55% said their financial circumstances are about the same now as a year ago, but 15% said they are worse off. Researchers say the problem is more pronounced at lower income levels. 29% of Americans living below the federal poverty line said their personal finances worsened in the past year. Well, of course, you suffered a job loss or something like that.
So many people suffered job losses.
And you're just right on the edge of society as far as income is concerned, but it could be devastating. So there you go. All right, it's 7:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS on a Thursday morning, and Ted and I are pretty excited about something. Around 8:30 this morning, what's the countdown, Ted? That's about an hour and 45 minutes? Or about 8:30 we're going to talk with...
like an hour and 15 minutes.
Is it 15? All right. Dionne Warwick's going to be with us. Wow. I'll tell you what, growing up, the Burt Bacharach music, I loved all of it. And that was in the 60s. And Dionne Warwick took all those words and the melodies and just made them great. And we're going to talk with her, right?
Made tons of great music.
Yeah.
Throughout the 50s on into the 1990s.
We're
looking forward to talking with tons of Grammy Awards and made great music over the years, Dionne Warwick.
That's right. That's coming up here in just a little over an hour from now. 7:18 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time now with Ted Woodward. Ted, take it away.
We'll take a look at baseball action. The Kansas City Royals yesterday afternoon up at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the first-place Los Angeles Angels. And the Royals were looking to take 2 out of 3 in this series. And they got the job done, starting with the starting pitcher, Brad Keller, who worked 5 2/3 innings, only gave up 1 run. And then the Royals' bullpen would finish it off. 3 pitchers combined for 3 1/3 scoreless innings to wrap it up. And the Angels could not get Royals catcher Salvador Perez out, as he was swinging a hot bat throughout the entire series. You heard the game yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Here's the 1-0 pitch to Salvador Perez. He swings and lines it sharply to right field. Merrifield turns second. He'll make it to third, and they're going to send him home. Here comes Witt. He will score, and Perez has come through again. It's 3-1 Kansas City. Well, you might be able to credit Trevor Vance on that run scored, because that ball was hit really sharply, but the grass appears to be well-groomed, and that ball took off in between two fast outfielders and Mike Trout in center and Jared Walsh.
That's interesting. When I was a teenager, the first time I ever played on a really high-level grass infield at second base, the first ball that was hit at me, it did. It picked up speed when it hit that grass. Yeah. It goes bang. It just takes off. Interesting. That's a shot through the gap there.
Yep, they had when you're hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
Skim on by. Royals catcher Salvador Perez, a home run, a double, drove in 2 in the series against the Angels, 8 for 12. So the Angels never could figure out Salvi.
Yeah.
Royals win the game yesterday, 6-1. And they take 2 out of 3 against the first place Angels.
Did he not sign just a great big contract the other day?
Oh, yeah.
And he's already proven he's worth it.
Yeah, already the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
And you know, all-star catchers don't come along.
That's right.
Every day.
Good player.
Yep. And the Royals win it. They're in first place. And now they host the Toronto Blue Jays, starting a 4-game series up in Kansas City starting tonight. Live coverage of the Royals and the Blue Jays at 6:30 this evening. And that is on KFH. A little basketball news for you. The basketball tournament is coming back to Wichita. Wichita is going to be one of 4 regional sites for the basketball tournament at Koch Arena on the 3rd week of July. Of course, this is a 64-team tournament put on by ESPN, and it's got a $1 million winner-take-all prize for whoever survives. Of course, one of the 16 teams that will be here in Wichita will be a Shocker alumni, the Aftershocks. Wichita State hosted the basketball tournament back in 2019 for regional play and set attendance records along the way. So the basketball tournament coming back to Wichita is one of 4 regional sites. Pro basketball in the NBA last night, the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets in Philadelphia. Top 2 teams in the Eastern Conference. Starting at center for the 76ers, former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid. The action on ESPN.
We've got an 8-point game. There's under 2 to play here in the third of the 2 best teams in the East record-wise. Embiid flips it up. Shot is good. And the foul. Even the circus shots are going in. And a chance for a 3-point play.
So Joel Embiid has said he does not believe the MVP race is over. You got a lot of time here, Joel, to make up ground on Mr. Nikola Jokic.
Embiid, 39 points, 13 rebounds.
Pretty good night.
10 for 11 at the line. 76ers beat the Nets 123-117. That's three wins in a row for the 76ers, who are the top team in the Eastern Conference.
What did you say, 11 for 12?
10 of 11 at the line.
10 for 11. Wow. Pretty good shooting there.
Yep. You can't foul him because he's cashing in at the line.
Yeah.
And you can't stop him from making the shots because he's piling up 39 points along the way on you.
Good night.
That is sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update, an opinion about a reported low point for trust in media. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.